Moving on to item 4.0, approval of minutes, 4.1, regular council meeting, September 26, 2015. This council's had time to review the minutes, time to look for motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Adams, have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Nell. Council, any questions? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to 4.2, special council meeting, September 25, 2014. Council's had time, I'll look for motion.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Nell, have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Weir, all those in favor?
Aye.
Once again, 4.3, special council meeting, September 29, 2014. Council's had time to look over the minutes, I'll look for motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Weir, have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker, all those in favor?
Aye.
Item 4.4, special council meeting, October 2, 2014. Council's had time to review the minutes, I'll look for motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Weir, all those in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to item 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, mayor's meetings. Did not attend any meetings this last week, we've been busy with all these other council meetings, obviously. However, there was a something that was brought to my attention today. We just noticed previously there is a water leak that has been going on for possibly some time. We're going to do an investigation of it. Once we do that, we're going to figure out how long it's been going on or get a good idea of it, how much it's cost the city, and exactly what the whole ins and outs of it are about. It was located today. The main thing is getting it repaired, and we're already in the process of getting that worked on. I'm not ready to go into the cost and where it's at and everything that's happened so far. I just got this information a few hours ago. So once we get all that information, we're going to let the public know what's going on there. But it has cost the city some money because we've been losing water. So I want the citizens to know about it. So once I get all the details and information, I will let it out at the next council meeting. I don't want to go off half-cocked. I want to make sure I give you all the details. Other than that, we're going to move on to 6.0, public hearing, public comments. 6.1, the opening of a, we need to reset the time, David.
Yeah.
At 7:39, a public hearing for Miramar Coastal Erosion Project. This is a time that will be open for the public to discuss that we just went over with Mr. Wise and presented with the general information. If you would like to make some comments, please step to the podium with your name and your address. We'll start it this way and work our way this way.
Can you put that north, the drawing of the north there? Packer stand 128 shaded on.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
I'll close the program, so I'll take you a minute.
Well, what I'm concerned about is the opening to Boggy Bio, which is like 10 feet from where the boat launch is at. And if you put revetment in there, you're going to also have to put an extension on a large pipe or something. I don't know what, but it's about 5 foot. It's about right here. And it goes through here all the way over to Boggy Bow. And you know the way the drawing shows, just shows revetment there. It doesn't show anything to consider that pipe. So I think that needs to be considered. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr.
Stanton. Nyla Stevenson, 122 East Forest Avenue. I would like for somebody to address the parking along Miramar for the entrance to the park. Where is it going to be? Where is the parking going to be?
Any other comments?
Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. I'd like to know if this project presentation will be available on the website. If it isn't, I recommend it be available. And I guess that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? close the public hearing at 7:42. Moving on to item 6.2, Ms. Bays, open records resolution operation of the city. Ms. Bays.
I was going to write a statement and read it, but then I thought it's like a robocall. So I'm just going to wing it, which I don't do winging very good, so y'all just bear with me. I took a walk Saturday afternoon, about 1.5 blocks, and talked to some neighbors, some that I didn't even know, and they're not real happy with the condition of the city, the ditches, the trash pickup, yard signs and houses that look like they said a used car lot. That's the one that has all the rainbow flags on there. Expired tags on cars that are sitting in the front yard. It's really tacky looking. The ditches in those pictures, where it looks like it's just grass, it's ditches, but you can't tell there are ditches because they are so overgrown and hole water, hole mosquitoes. The stop sign on Byway and Baywood, where the bus stop is, the kids, I was told, get eaten up with mosquitoes. Because the water just stands there. There's no drainage. I noticed there's some large, I don't know what they're for, but there's some large pipes with openings that have no top on them. It's enough for a little kid to get in, you know, get stuck in. It's things like that that just really, maybe I'm just overzealous when it comes to my house looking nice and my yard looking nice and the area around looking nice. I mean, I'm one of the long-term residents here. I go back 30 years. There's not too many of us left. And I love this community. Wayne loved this community. And the last 12 years of his life, he dedicated it to this community as an alderman and as a mayor. And the reason I am, I won't say complaining, but I guess some people might think I'm complaining, is that I know how much he loved it and his family loved it. We raised our kids here, and it hurts to see it not taken care of. Jerry, on the tax rate, Jerry Victor wrote a very good letter addressing it. And if y'all haven't seen it, it's on Big Jolly. I have a copy of it here. I don't think we should increase the tax, but sometimes that's out of our hands. I mean, we come to council and say, you've got to make hard decisions, hard cuts, but yet it's not done. The pay increases. I have missed a couple of meetings because of the illness of Ken. And a 17% pay raise, I don't understand. Even a 7% pay raise. I'm all for paying people for what they're worth, but that seems a little atrocious when we're having to take money out of our general reserves and operate on deficit budget. I don't understand that. And finally, two more things. The public records, the resolution is going to be voted on. I don't understand why we have to limit people access to public records. I mean, I'm sorry. I've never heard of that. And I've been around government for quite a while. And the final thing, and this really, I guess, hurts me for a sitting alderman to sit up there and make fun of a citizen and laugh at what she said. That's rude and that's not right. And then also to be called out because I like clean ditches. Yes, I do like clean ditches. I like them mowed. Baywood is too deep for the citizens to mow it. So we have to rely on the city to do it. But to me, to be called out, I guess you can call me the ditch witch. I don't know. But I like clean ditches. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dice. Moving on to item 6.3, citizens' comments. This our public comments, I should say. Excuse me. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council or comment on any items that appear on the agenda. The time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council. Dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law to discuss or deliberate. I guess what we'll do is we'll start. You had a presentation, my understanding. Why don't we go ahead and do that first?
My name is Brian. I'm with Wolf Coast Home Office, and recently we tried to pull a permit for Jerome McCallum, and we were denied that permit based on the distance from other structures. What we built is residential shade structures. It's an all-cedar construction with a natural thatched roof. There's three things that sometimes pose a concern in these structures. Is fire, wind, and longevity. And we've addressed all three of these and went above and beyond in our construction. The city of Seabrook, and I'm not comparing to our city to the city of Seabrook in any way, but allows us to build presently up next to homes. We pull a permit with them, and that's just to give you an example. Well, we just did one at Sam's Boat that's very similar to the one we proposed for Jerome. As far as the fire, how we address that is it's with TS-600. It's a fire shield. We actually put three coats of this on all every leaf on our structures. We do two coats at our office, one coat at the homeowner's address. We also present a fire certificate with our builds. That's how we address the fire shield. Some cities out there wanted us to go a step further, and with them, we actually sign a service contract for 10 years, meaning we're going to enter into an agreement with the homeowner, and they pay a fee for it, and once every year and a half, we come out and treat it again with the TS-600 to make sure the application is solid and working properly. The second is wind. As far as wind, we use hurricane straps, which is the second page. We hide all of our hurricane straps in hemp rope. The rope doesn't provide too much structure itself, I mean support for the structure, but it does hide the hurricane straps. It makes it very appealing to the eye. As far as our normally when we apply for these at the city, anything under 300 square feet does not require a engineer drawing. However, when I applied for the permit here in Shore Acres, they had requested that we pull an engineer drawing on these, which we did. And we paid the permit fee of the $280 when applying for his permit. The biggest issue, or the only issue that was really raised with his palapa, which is directly across the street from City Hall here, is that the distance currently with your ordinance, it says it has to be 10 feet away from any other structure, and his were actually connected to his garage, and so that's why we got red tagged and weren't able to move forward with his construction. So I was really just addressing the city tonight and seeing what we could do to change the ordinance as far as the distance from the structure, from other structures, building next to other structures. We would love to build them in that manner, pay our permit fee, and do them legally. And that's why we're here, is because Jerome's a really good customer, and we would like to legally build this falafel for him. If the city wanted to see a video, we work with within the past 30 days, League City is trying to change their current status as well. We've been working with a fire marshal by the name of Wanda. She came out for she's a fire marshal. She came out for a test, a fire test. And so we taped it, and we have it on film for you. It's only a few minutes. If you'd like to see it, we'd be glad to show it to you. But our TS-600, that's what it does. It stops the fire. So basically, we went out and we sprayed a few of these leaves with a 3-code application. We tried to light it on fire with the fire marshal present. And, of course, it didn't burn. You'll have any questions for me or any concerns?
You can't dial
it. Oh, okay.
However, I will tell you, until that goes off, you have that time. So if you want to put it on play, I suggest you do it.
Okay.
Here's our fire retardant. We're spraying all lighting on both sides. Here we go.
Basically, he's just doing the first application of the TS-600. El Largo, when we applied for a permit with them, they actually wanted to come out and see us apply the last coat at the homeowner's house, which is fine. Every city is a little bit different in how they handle us, and not too many people even know what a true falafel is with a natural fat.
Okay, now we're going to flip the leaf and make sure that we get both sides evenly in and out. Okay.
Okay.
Here's our fire retardant. Here we go.
How much longer is this video?
Couple
more minutes so we can all see it. Let's get to the fire part.
I was going to make a motion to suspend the rules and allow the video to continue.
Overruled.
I said to suspend the rules and allow the video to continue.
Spray the lights on the other side of the once again, this is our fire retardant. It's our warranty against fires, fire assisted.
Couldn't get it to light anywhere. And she's actually an advocate of our product, and what's an advocate, but she'd be glad to talk to anyone as far as the results of the fire test.
I think we got the Judge Oaks. I don't like Arizona light. Thank you very much. So public comments, so I started over here. Anyone? Please.
Patrick Stanton, 128 Sheehan Island. The last meeting, there was a gentleman that lived on, or a person that lived on East Country Club. And You made the comment about dogs running loose and also about domestic animals, a rooster specifically. And he made the comment, well, we have these ordinances, why don't we enforce them? And I'd like to know why we don't enforce them. The people on Seagrove, I pointed out about 6 weeks ago to the mayor that they were raising chickens. Now, you've heard the expression, flying the coop. Well, guess what these chickens do? They fly the coop. And they go around in neighbors' yards. And, of course, chickens can spread diseases. But the bottom line is, we have an ordinance that says no domestic animals. And I'd like to see it enforced. Same thing with dogs running loose. I've been in this municipality 40 years, and there has always been a problem with dogs. And I would like to see this council come up with some way to control dogs at all times, not just when Public Works is here, but on the weekends, at night, so on and so forth. This morning I was out walking my dog on a leash. There's another dog, a lot bigger, up above. I just have to turn around and go the other way. So he's running loose. And that happens almost every day that I see dogs running loose. So I'd like to see this council tackle it, come up with a good ordinance, and take care of the problem. And the same thing with domestic animals. If I wanted to live in the country, I would have moved to the country. You say, well, chickens don't bother anybody. Well, maybe next time it'll be pigs or horses or some other domestic animal. I say, take care of the problem. I talked to the police chief. He feels like that the ordinance is kind of ambiguous. So I don't know if it's ambiguous. Let's either get rid of the ordinance or fix the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Mayor, Council, I'm very much in favor of this Philopolis since it's my house. I've lived in Shore Acres now for about 3 years and been a police officer in LaPorte for nearly 40 years. And I never understood until 3 years ago when I moved here what the city was like. I would never move back to LaPorte at all. This is our home. When we pull in our driveway at 526, we consider it like our vacation spot. The Fiscos did a great job with the house. When we're not here and you see us gone, we're in Mexico. Love Mexico. We love the Mayan Riviera. And all we're trying to do is make our backyard a little bit more like Mexico. So I know y'all have a decision to make, but I hope you'll approve the plans for the continuation of our vacation place now in Shore Acres. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Got a liar.
This is kind of a catch-22. Diane Victor, 3346 Miramar.
Thank you, ma'am.
I really appreciate that we're getting the trash picked up. But what I'm concerned about now is, as soon as we go through and pick up the trash, there's more piles started. And I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where they will just put this is tree limbs and all this trash that the big lift has to come. It seems like we're just like chasing ourselves. You know, it's real frustrating. You see them come through and clean up one day, and then I go down to Shore Acres Boulevard and somebody else has already piled out those palm leaves out there. And it really makes our community look trashy. And I know we're putting a lot of money and a lot of effort into trying to get things picked up. I don't know if we could ask people not to put this trash out until, you know, a certain day that we're going to pick it up or the first week of the month or something, but it would be really nice if we could get ourselves back to a point where they don't put this heavy trash out there to lay for 30 days or 45 days. And I do appreciate you all getting it picked up. You know, I know we need it because of, we've lost all our trees and things, and they keep cutting them down. But if we could get something done about that, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Step on up, please. State your name and your address.
Tracy Long from 606 Oakdale. And this may be the water issue that you're talking about. If you go down Byway and you get into Baywood, there's a vacant lot, and then there's a house to the right of it. A gray two-story. Their yard is floating. I mean, the ditch is full of water, and it's been going on for a while. That lot is way overgrown. I don't know who it belongs to. And I agree about the ditches. They need to be mowed. Especially the one across from my house. I mean, the people mowed it, but they didn't do the lot. I mean, didn't do the ditch. And it's way overgrown. I cannot get in there and do it. I tried it with my lawnmower, and I can't. So, that's it.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Moving on to item 7.1, administrative reports. Moving to 7.1, the administrative data charge on our chair report. Hello.
Good evening. After getting back on track with our contractor on heavy pickup, they have fallen off the wagon again. We did not get heavy pickup on first Monday last week. They did come out and do partial on one day last week and promised that they would be back today. They no-showed today. We have Eric has identified another contractor who's going to give us a quote for doing heavy pickup. And hopefully that will come within the range of what we have budgeted for that. So we're still looking for any other opportunities. Republic now has the equipment. Last week their driver took off, and apparently he's the only driver for that truck, so we didn't get served. It's very frustrating. We'll continue to press on that. Public Works has picked up some of the stuff. The rear loaders have been picking up some of the stuff, but we do have some piles out there that can't be done that way, and we'll need a grapple truck. Sound wall out of 146 continues to make progress. We've done a few minor relocations of things in assisting with that. By and large, that's a TxDOT project. TxDOT contractors are doing that work. We had our contractor in a couple weeks ago. Just a little over 2 weeks ago, they finished it right at the end of the month, our ditch work. We cut some ditch grades. A lot of it was on Seagrove, where we have our worst flooding issues from stormwater runoff, and that completed our work that we had scheduled for last year, and we'll be looking again at more ditch work this coming year. I'd like to comment on a couple things. There's some confusion in the budget as far as payroll goes. There were no cost of living increases, there were no wage increases or changes whatsoever in this current fiscal year that started October 1st. The percentage of increase that is shown in the budget is a accounting change. It's booking accrued sick leave so that if an employee leaves, we have the funds to pay that liability that we have. So that's just a booking of liability. There were no adjustments to anybody's wages in this budget. Tonight's presentation on the coastal erosion will be on the website. All of the prior ones are on the website, and they're accessible off the home page, and they go up after the presentation is given to the council. And that's all I've got on my report.
Thank you, Dave. We're on to item 7.2, Pleasant Police Department Report. Chief Harrison, Police Department.
Thank you, Mayor Council. Excuse me. I know you've got a chance to look at the packet. Again, this month there's not a lot of changes. The citations are up. There's a reason for that. After watching a few Friday nights where we had some mischief going on in the city, we rearranged the schedule a little bit and had five officers on at one time on Friday night in September from 6 p.m. to midnight. A lot of officers for our small city. But anyway, we went out and did a lot of proactive policing, and it obviously originated in more citations. So that was the reason for that. We ID'd some youngsters that we thought had been involved in some of it. So we've had none in the last 3 weeks after that, so I'm thankful for that. Other than that, I think everything's staying consistent. As the weather cools off, it gets dark earlier, you know, things will start changing a little bit. But I encourage citizens to continue as we go into the holiday season. It's not quite too early for that, but to, you know, keep your cars locked, your houses locked, your garage doors down. We live in a safe community, but if you leave something open, somebody will come take something from you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. We're on item 7.3, monthly department reports. Eric Ingram, Mr. Stahl, be giving that tonight.
Yeah, over the course of last month, we had a number of water main issues we were addressing. Some of those were pressure breaks. Some of those were related to ground shifts. Most of them were our old, concrete asbestos pipe, our AC pipe. We had one service connection that was repaired as well. We have put a priority on mowing ditches, and we have one of our personnel assigned on Tuesdays and Thursdays to do that virtually exclusively. We try not to pull them off for anything else. That will be the case tomorrow as well. We have one vacancy in Public Works, and when we get that filled, we'll be able to get on the maintenance items beyond just working on repairs. And that will also help with us handling the ditches. And that's all I have on Public Works.
Thank you, Dave. Moving on to 8.0 business. 8.1, consideration approval invoices. The council's had time to review the invoices. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Snell. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Moving on to item 9.0, adjournment, 8:09, we are adjourned.